Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What time is it?
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to this Tuesday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Join me typically on Mondays, but we're here on a Tuesday because you were treated with an early Ivy League with Walker Howard. Go check that out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbean, wherever you get your podcast. You can also check it out on YouTube, on the Ole Miss Spirit YouTube channel. Subscribe. You can leave a like. You can leave a comment. We wouldn't hate it, but give us a, you know, as everyone on YouTube says, Grayson, smash that like button, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, if you will. But we're here. Welcome, Grayson. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's we had a last week was wild. Midweek, July 4th, Thursday, Friday. You had, you know, businesses were closed. Most notably, compliance offices were closed as myself and the source that I talked to did not factor in compliance not being in the office Thursday, Friday, pertaining to one Wes Mendez. He did get in the portal. So, hand up accountability there. Fully ejected. That was a tough scene. But hey, you know, it happens.
Yeah, it could have been worse. I mean, you're on top of it, and he wasn't in the portal. Like, I don't know. That's notable until he is.
Yeah, you know, our man Chuck was quick to get on the horn with someone who would absolutely know, and quickly called me back and was like, "Nah, he's getting in." So, it's all good. We're gonna talk portal in the second segment as Ole Miss is getting busy. As dude, some NIL dollars are freed up, so Ole Miss is moving quickly. Before we get into our first segment, let's remind you, if you have forgotten, or maybe you're new to the show and you do not know, you can see that lovely logo right below our faces, College Corner, the title sponsor of the flagship. Three locations: Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. Go check them out if you're in the state of Mississippi. If you're not, you can go check them out at collegecornerstore.com. But we got talking season next week. Media days are here. And then before you know it, fall camp will be going. And then some games will be getting kicked off. So you need to get some supplies for the Grove. They've got you covered there. They got tailgating supplies. If you need some new swag, maybe a new game day polo, maybe you want to go in there and get some Realtree gear. They got the ever popular Hoop in the Sip hoodie. I do know. I did talk with our man Scott. They will be doing some kind of T-shirt with that in the future. I know a lot of people have expressed interest in a T-shirt with the Hoop and the Sip logo. I like the lightweight hoodie. But yeah, go check them out. The new one in Oxford's great. 4,000 plus square feet. Everything you can possibly imagine Ole Miss related, you can get it there at College Corner. All right, so I'll let you kind of walk us through this one, Grayson, as the enigma that is Paul Finebaum is once again, you know, sticking his neck out and you know, screaming into the void for clicks and for, you know, it worked because we're talking about him. But he had some pretty hilarious things to say about Lane Kiffin. I think this is all a bit with him and Lane Kiffin. I that's just my opinion. Maybe it's not, but definitely got some folks riled up last week.
Yeah, if y'all haven't seen this yet, Lane responded to it. But this dates back to Lane's days at USC when Finebaum said on College Game Day, this was before Paul Finebaum was who he is today, but back at USC, for those who don't know, you know, Lane was there and as the head coach after bouncing from Tennessee for a year, ends up in Los Angeles, dealt a really bad hand with sanctions and was coming off of probation, and USC was coming off of all the Reggie Bush and Pete Carroll and kind of all that scandal. And, you know, Lane Kiffin was Lane Kiffin. He was coming off of the Tennessee exit. He was talking a lot. You know, he was in the news. He was a big name. And Paul Finebaum called him the Miley Cyrus of college football, which at the time, Miley Cyrus was doing the VMA thing with Robin Thicke and all that stuff. So it wasn't a great comparison for optics. And then Lane lost to Arizona State on the road and famously was left on the tarmac. And to this day, Lane Kiffin, you know, blames part of, and kind of rightfully so, blames part of the narrative and stigma around his time at USC on that comment from Finebaum. Kiffin and Finebaum have obviously since rekindled, for lack of a better word, now that Finebaum's with SEC Network, Lane's at Ole Miss. You know, they've been forced to interact on a few different occasions over the years, and it seemed like they squashed the beef. Like you said, Zach, you know, you'd like to believe it's a bit between them, maybe to an extent, but I think deep down Lane Kiffin still resents, you know, Finebaum for that Miley Cyrus comment back in, I think it was 2012, or no, that doesn't make sense, 2008, whatever. And so Finebaum last week was talking to this person of Tulsa World. I'm not familiar with the Tulsa World or Barry Trammell really, but he was talking to him and said, everyone in the media, Barry, you know, we're on the state's older statesman side of it, is in love with Lane Kiffin. They think he's hilarious. I don't think he's that funny. I don't think his tweets are that interesting. And his coaching has been underwhelming at times. I'll believe it when I see it. And I haven't had enough for me to believe it right now, which, you know, there's a lot to break down there. But then Kiffin fired right back and said, why so angry, Paul? I think you're funny, which is hilarious because his Finebaum is not in the business of being funny. And then he said, also, Tennessee won the national championship. How can you be in such a bad mood? pretty hilarious that Lane continues to jab back at Finebaum. But for Paul to even consider look, fine. You don't think his tweets are funny, whatever. Like, great, fine. Most people seem to. His follower count certainly would allude to that notion. But to say that his coaching has been underwhelming at times, like, that's silly. What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, look. Again, who knows if it's actually real or not, but look, you can put your foot in your mouth, Paul, because Kiffin was named to the Dodd Trophy preseason watch list on Monday. Mm-hmm. You know, it's through a selection process by the Bobby Dodd Coach of the Year Foundation and the Peach Bowl. They take into account APR, which is academic progress rate, graduation success rate, and commitment to service and charity in the community, which, look, some people might scoff at, like, who cares about academics? Who cares about the team GPA? That's just part of being a CEO of a business, a leader of a program, which, look, all the, you know, jokes over the years about Ole Miss and, you know, what is it to get into Ole Miss? Like a 16 on the ACT and a pulse, like all of that. Yeah. But guys still got to go to class, still got to put forth the effort. But outside of that, I mean, what else does Kiffin have to do at this point? Ole Miss won 11 games last year for the first time ever, obliterated a Penn State team in the Peach Bowl. I mean, just absolutely embarrassed James Franklin. won 10 games the year before. I get the gripes at times with, you know, never wins the big game. The big games that he can't win are against Nick Saban.
Yeah, national champion.
Kirby Smart. Like, okay, you can't beat the greatest coach in college football history, and you can't beat maybe the next greatest coach with the, you know, dynasty that's on deck with Georgia. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, he's had – I'm trying to think, like, you had the disaster at Arkansas with Matt Corral throwing six picks. You had the bad Egg Bowl loss at home against Mississippi State in the rain.
That's kind of it.
That's pretty much it. Like, with the board on our message board at ohmspirit.com, people were talking about how hilarious it was with David Cutcliffe and Hugh Freeze, who were arguably, outside of Johnny Vaught, the two other most accomplished coaches in Ole Miss history. Both of them lost to Memphis when they had no business losing to Memphis.
Yeah, that Memphis, that Hugh Freeze game, the Chad Kelly game. Oh, my God.
Like, it was always kind of the – it's a knock on Freeze. It still is, where he's going to win games he's not supposed to, and he's going to lose games he's not supposed to. You know, Cutcliffe had some head scratchers when he had arguably the best player in program history in Eli Manning. Kiffin really hasn't had that. And no. You know, year one with COVID, a shortened season, all SEC schedule, wins five games with a god-awful roster and wins a bowl game against Indiana. Then you run off, you know, looking at his career record right now, it's 95-49 overall, and he's 34-15 at Ole Miss.
It's pretty good.
I mean, Ole Miss in like the last 5 years is top 10 in, you know, wins in the country.
And so, when you consider 2022 too as well, right? If you want to say, oh, 2022 was a bad year because they went 8-4, 8-5 with the bowl game, but whatever, 8-4. Think about the roster. Jackson Dart was just getting started. Quinshon Judkins was, you know, a true freshman. Zach Evans didn't live up to his billing the way that, you know, we really hoped, the fan base and the coaching staff hoped that he would. It was a young team. It wasn't like it was a good roster. It wasn't a great roster necessarily. AJ Finley didn't really come into his own until the next year. Otis Reese, the same thing. Like Troy Brown was great. I mean, 93 total tackles that year. He was really good, but like, what is he up to now? You know, so it's more of a testament to like what Lane was actually able to do with that team before it kind of arrived. So
yeah,
I don't know. Feinbaum's being Feinbaum. And then here again, so Ole Miss had the SEC Network takeover on Monday and they posted a video of Knox doing the legendary video of Knox on whoever's shoulders doing the fire extinguisher. And someone replied, Feinbaum is fuming somewhere. And Lane 17 minutes ago just replied with a laughing face emoji. So there's real beef there, at least on Lane Kiffin's side. I think Feinbaum's doing it just for clicks and ratings, but hey, can't rock the hustle.
I mean, it's on the field, off the field, regardless of how you feel about Twitter, he's got it figured out. He's cracked the code. Yep. He is a master at engagement. He's a master at trolling. Look, he's not shooting 100%. There are some whiffs. There are some misses. There are some really silly tweets. But he's got it figured out. I mean, during the portal run last year, you know, he's on campus at South Carolina taking pictures of Juice Wells's Jeep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he does all the airport stuff. I mean, it's great. It's hilarious. He, you know, I think he's grown over the years and he's a little more humble and a little more realistic and he has context and, you know, he congratulates other coaches, you know, friends in the business, other, you know, schools. Like he's big on tweeting about Tennessee a lot and Alabama. Maybe it's not for everyone and that's fine. I understand that, but for Feinbaum to do the whole, well, he's not really that good of a coach. I mean, what do you want him to do? I mean, last year offensively top 15 in the FBS in yards per completion, passing efficiency, and total offense, led the nation in fewest turnovers and led the SEC and was fifth nationally in turnover margin. So it's not just offense anymore. He made one of the best hires in the cycle when he got Pete Golding from Alabama. Pete Golding has turned the defense around there. I mean, he's called the Portal King for a reason. He revolutionized using and utilizing the portal to bridge the gap between, you know, Ole Miss being a, you know, anywhere from a 15 to 25 ranked class. Now they've kind of figured out, well, we don't have to get a top 10 high school class anymore. That's great if you do, but we can include the portal now, and it kind of levels the playing field. NIL, same way. Lane Kiffin has a lot of trust in Keith Carter and Walker Jones and vice versa. They trust Lane Kiffin. So I think that that's paramount these days. The portal and NIL is how you win these days.
And a symbiotic relationship with your collective and your athletic department and all those things exist right now. Shout out to Keith Carter. I know he doesn't, he really doesn't get enough love. You know, I know people give him credit where credit is due, but not enough. I mean, he's done a fantastic job stepping in, and for Feinbaum just to say that Lane's not a good coach when he's doing what he's doing is, it's just ridiculous. I mean, he didn't say he's not a good coach, but he said he was underwhelmed, and he'll believe it when he sees it. What else do you need to see? I mean, I guess the playoff this year, like whatever it is.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today. It's the perfect time to play a round of golf. And if you're looking for a premier golf course in Northwest Mississippi or the Memphis, Tennessee area, go to Cherokee Valley Golf Club in Olive Branch. This 18-hole par 72 course includes 4 sets of tees to accommodate all players and has 11 lakes, 52 bunkers, and the wide Zoysia fairways and extra-large champion Bermuda greens and clean roughs make for an excellent opportunity every single time to post a number. If you need a premier golf experience in the Mid-South, go to Cherokee Valley Golf Club. Call them at 662-893-4444 or check them out, olivebranchgolf.com.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Heading into this season, Ole Miss is a legitimate top 10 team and aspirations of a college football playoff. I mean, I don't think it's too crazy to say if Ole Miss doesn't make the 12-team playoff, it's a down year.
Absolutely, without a doubt. It's a failure. There's some heads that roll.
Yeah, I mean, the roster is loaded. You've got a third-year quarterback, which is incredibly rare these days, at a P4, you know, top 10, top 15 program. You're not getting a lot of third year guys at quarterback. You've got a loaded front seven. You've got a loaded offense.
I
know it's Feinbaum's thing to just stir people up and get people to call in and all of that. But at the end of the day, come on, man, like just stop.
Yep. But he got us. Here we are.
Talking. I'll tell you somebody else that gets people talking, and that's Roback, another sponsor of the show. Crave activity, man. Look, I know it's hot. You can get out there early and get some activity in. I try to do that every morning, get out, either ride the bike, go to the gym. If you're not in a place where the dew point is in the 70s, you can definitely get out and crave some activity. Roback has got you covered. They've got everything. Men's, women's, they've got polos, hoodies, t-shirts, quarter zips, gym shorts, swim trunks, all of that. Find them at roback.com. And when you do, use promo code JUICE for 20% off. I love it. I've been a big fan before Roback became a proud sponsor of the show. The polos are fantastic. The fit's great. It's I think they're perfect, either untucked or tucked. The collar is fantastic. It stays put. It's not flimsy. It's always going to hold true. I love the lightweight hoodie I'm wearing right now. It's chilly down here in the basement, so I got to throw this on. It's perfect. It's lightweight. I mean, I could wear it outside. It's hot, but it's still lightweight and breathable enough to where it's not bad. Use the promo code 20% off your first purchase. Free standard shipping on domestic orders, 150 plus. They got free returns and exchanges 30 days after. You can't go wrong. I'm a huge fan. Roback.com. And remember, JUICE is the promo code to get 20% off. Roback, crave activity. All right. We mentioned the portal. Ole Miss baseball is getting active now, as we alluded to earlier in the show. NIL dollars are freed up. We already talked about Wes Mendez getting in the portal. You've got Andrew Fisher is in, Liam Doyle. Lots of guys getting in, so naturally that means that there's some cap space. Ole Miss grabbed a commitment on Monday from Louisville outfielder Isaac Humphrey. Kentucky catcher Austin Folley is on campus today as we record this on a Tuesday. You've got Luke Ching from Illinois State, Ryan Mormon from Illinois, and Colin Reuter from BYU. So some solid production coming in. Humphrey's a big one for me just because of the experience. He's played, I think, over 160 games in his career. He's got some big power potential, and you pair that with Mormon, who's the same way, big bopper. And then Reuter, backstop, was good at BYU. He's originally from Mississippi, played at Magnolia Heights, which is a powerhouse high school program. And then Luke Ching, I think, is going to be someone that you can count on defensively, kind of that old school infielder that's going to, you know, play the hell out of some defense and then give you some quality at bats. I'm excited to see where they go from here. Still, and I totally forgot Mitchell Sanford, another huge bat, big time numbers at UNO at New Orleans, 381 last year. Last time I checked, 381 at the plate's pretty damn good. He had 15 home runs, 4 triples, 21 doubles, and 68 ribbies. He originally signed with LSU, so you know, look, you sign with LSU for baseball, you ain't a bum. But had a really good year at New Orleans. He has also joined this portal class. Look, the team was bad in 24. There's no getting around it. The team was bad in 23. Let's see. You hire a new pitching coach. As of today, it looks like Mike Bianco is going to turn everything over to Mangrum and let him deal with the pitchers. Mike Bianco is always – Ole Miss has never had a pitching coach because it was always Mike Bianco. So we'll see. They got to get some pitchers. They got to get some arms. But offensively, I like some of the pieces that they've added so far.
Yeah, you're looking good on offense here. I mean, Humphrey, we'll see. I mean, he's eligible in the draft. What is that, next week, 2 weeks? Might even be later this week. No, it's next week. Anyway, he's eligible. So there's a chance that he gets drafted. It seems more than likely that he's going to do one last year with the Rebels. He's probably the best add so far because, like you said, experience and proven. I mean, hitting 310 in the ACC is great. And he also hit, I think he hit like 10 home runs last year, which is a solid, you know, amount of numbers. And then you're kind of rebuilding that outfield. You're putting him next to the Southland Conference Hitter of the Year, which we've seen throughout college baseball that a lot of these lower school guys who are slugging 381 at New Orleans step into a program in like Ole Miss or another, you know, high major, whatever you want to call it. They can perform. So the outfield, you're looking good. You're adding Ryan Moorman, who is great. You know, in the Big Ten, you're adding Sanford and then you're adding Humphrey. So that's great. Chang comes in more than likely. I guess that means you're moving Luke Hill over to second base and then putting Chang at shortstop. I don't know, whatever, but he was good. You know, so the lineup is starting to come together. That's great. Here's my issue, though.
Also got to consider Owen Pano.
Yeah, true.
The signee that I did talk to some scouts over the last couple weeks, and at one point Pano was mocked first round, second round, slid a little bit this year. I don't think the numbers were bad. I just think a lot of, you know, organizations were just looking in other directions. I don't think that's anything like to be alarmed with if you're an Ole Miss fan. If anything, you should just be, you know, yes, come to campus.
Thrilled to go.
Some scouts think like the athleticism, the big frame, that he could play in the outfield. So that's something to think about. I don't know if he's a center fielder, but he's a big athletic dude. So maybe. But yeah, they've got some good outfield pieces now.
But then the issue is the lineup was pretty good last year. Like the hitting towards the end of the season, obviously there were some duds. There were some real issues early on. There were a few issues down the stretch where the bats just like got cold at the wrong time. But by and large, the offense was not that big of an issue last year. And now you're looking at a situation where you're losing Leon Doyle, you're losing Mallett's probably. You've lost Mendez. Like, yeah, Saunier is gone.
With some of the arms coming back.
Yeah, some.
Yeah, and I don't think all of them will.
No, but I mean, you've definitely lost, you know, to a couple of the big names. And where do you go from there? You know, that's great. You've hired a new pitching coach. That's awesome. That's long overdue that somebody else is taking over that pitching staff. but who is he going to be coaching? That's the question here. And that's where it's like the bats are great, but bats, you know, they're kind of, there are a lot of them, you know, in the transfer portal. There are a lot of recruits that you can go get with bats. Pitching all the way up to the MLB level to find elite pitching in today's, you know, day and age is really difficult. And adding a guy like Will, I don't know how to say his last name yet, McCausland, something like that, out of St. Joe's. It's like, that's great, but yeah, he had like a 4.75 ERA or something. It's like
you gotta be able to carve out some roles. You gotta find dudes to be on the weekend. One guy that could be on the weekend, not there yet to say he will show. Or, you know, I'm not ever going to call anybody a lock with the MLB draft because it only takes one, and some people will just take flyers. Cade Townsend, the spin rates are unreal. He was the player of the year out in California at Santa Margarita Catholic. That was his first time to ever play high school baseball. He was homeschooled. All he did was travel ball, circuit stuff, showcase team stuff. Maybe there's some hesitation with some organizations with that, but an elite arm that if Ole Miss can get him to campus, I think he is truly talented enough and has the legit quality stuff to potentially make some noise on the weekend. One thing I forgot to mention about Humphrey, not only the experience, but Louisville was down this year, missed the tournament. Perennially a really good program under Dan McDonnell. Everybody knows about Dan McDonnell. He had over 320 in ACC play. ACC was good this year. So he had over 320. Had a good strikeout to walk ratio at the plate. So he's another QAB guy that's going to be, you know, going to give you some professional at bats. But yeah, the question still remains, you know, who's on the weekend? Who is going to be your guy? Because you might have thought, hey, maybe JT Quinn can figure it out. Maybe Grace and Sonia can figure it out. Well, they're both gone. They're both in the portal.
See ya.
So, yeah, there's Ole Miss is going to have to dig quickly because it's like football. The guys that are hanging around the portal long, more times than not, there's a reason.
Yeah. And so you got to snatch them quick. I don't know. That's my concern here. It's like the bats are great. All really good additions. You know, everything right there. It doesn't matter if you don't have any pitchers.
I don't think it's too outlandish to say that now Ole Miss has done a nice job of properly replacing Andrew Fisher.
Yeah. But I think that's fair.
He was the best player on the team without a doubt, but with the addition of Humphrey and Samford and Mormon, I think those are three middle of the order guys.
Yeah. I don't hate that take. I just don't love comparing like one guy to three guys. It's like, okay, yeah, so you're true, using, yeah. You know what I mean? All that production from three guys. Yeah. Great. But then, you know, if you could add Fisher to that group.
Right. And just to contextualize that, I'm not saying that they're all better than Andrew Fisher.
No, I know what you're saying.
Because at one point, Andrew Fisher was the top third baseman in the country for like D1 baseball, Baseball America, whoever. I mean, he was the top college third baseman. And look, he's probably going to end up at either Tennessee or Florida. I know there's another team that's in the mix. I mean, it's basically a bidding war at this point. He's going to have his choice of going to a marquee P4, probably an SEC program that's going to be contending for Omaha. And there's a reason. He was really damn good for Ole Miss on a team that was not good.
Yeah. But like you said, though, I mean, you're looking at the production numbers and you look at it from like a Moneyball perspective. You kind of replaced his numbers with these three guys, which is great. You know, that's a really good, really good way to go. But it doesn't matter if you don't have anyone to throw the ball. Hiring a new coach to take over pitching doesn't matter if you don't have anyone to throw the ball. And so that's the concern here is how quickly can you rebuild that? And how much do you believe in these freshmen? You know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know whether they're ready to step into the, you know, are we looking at a situation where Bianco is adding these guys to the transfer portal for the lineup that have 1 year, sometimes 2 years of eligibility left. But then how are you looking ahead to the future? You know, you have to then rebuild that again for 2 years from now. Are you looking at it as you can win next year? I don't know. I don't know what the approach is. And I'm curious to see. I'm not out on this team yet. Like, there's still a long way to go before I say, all right, there's no shot. But as of this current moment, I think you have concerns.
Yeah, and look, at least put together an offense and some semblance of a rotation to give you a nice long runway to figure it out. Because look, everybody, if you didn't know, you found out in 2022. It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Yeah.
So just get through non-conference play, get to SEC play, and see what you got at that point. I think that's kind of where you're at. So we'll see what Ole Miss does with the rotation. I imagine they will be, once again, very active in the portal, trying to find some new arms. If you're looking to get active with your health insurance, if you want to cut those premiums down 20 to 30%, Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group can handle that for you. 601-953-8449. Give Drew a call today. He's an Ole Miss grad. He's in Mississippi. He's also licensed in 7 states, so he's not landlocked. He's not just only Mississippi. He can help you elsewhere. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage, and he has access to 35 different carriers. So he can pretty much do it all. He can help you with all of your insurance needs, whether that's health plans, life insurance, dental, vision, Medicare, all of that and more. And if you give him a call today or visit usabg.com/DMOAK, you get a free quote. So that's Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group, another proud sponsor of the flagship. Give him a call, 601-953-8449. All right. Last thing before we get out of here, pretty cool thing going on with the Savannah Bananas. I feel like everybody knows who they are by now. Basically, it's a Harlem Globetrotters baseball team, essentially. Yeah. Pretty wild how successful it's become. We were talking about it before we hit record. They were in Nashville, was it last week?
Like a month ago.
A month ago?
Give or take.
Yeah. Apparently, it was $300 to get into the door.
Yeah,
sellout crowds, 3 nights. Pretty cool. But there's an Ole Miss tie-in with the Bananas. So, yeah, tell everybody what we got.
Yeah, so we mentioned, if Ole Miss baseball ends up needing some arms next year, they might want to look over on the softball team. Ashton Lansdell, I believe is how you say her last name. She was a former infielder for FIU softball. She actually spent, last year was pretty good. So here, I'll just read, because I'm still kind of learning about her too. So I'll just read real quick. Saw action in 51 games while making 50 starts as the Panthers' primary shortstop, Panthers FIU. Ranked 4th in Conference USA and 40th nationally with 26 stolen bases. Hit .295 with 13 extra base hits, and was only thrown out twice on 28 steal attempts, 20 RBIs. Like, really solid shortstop player here. She hit the transfer portal at the end of 2023, committed to Ole Miss a few weeks ago. But that's not the bearing the lead here. So Ashton actually played baseball as opposed to softball all the way through, elementary school, middle school, high school. Played for the U.S. women's national baseball team, which I don't think I even really knew was a thing. Won a gold medal at the Pan American Games, and actually played softball or baseball rather. I think she did a little pitching, but mostly hitting for Wheeler High School in Marietta, Georgia. I don't know if people listening are familiar, but a very good program down there in Marietta. And then also competed in the 2019. So the MLB did that like home run derby X or something like that. And she competed in the home run derby and ripped 15 home runs in that game. And then anyway, after high school, she actually became the first female in history to play baseball on the JUCO level. and played 1 year at Georgia Highlands College, which is, you know, NJCAA, you know, level baseball. So anyway, she played the year of baseball, went to FIU, had a pretty solid year as the primary starting shortstop for FIU last year, FIU softball, now transferring to play for Ole Miss softball. All of this comes back together to the Savannah Bananas tie. She signed a really cool thing. She signed a 3-week contract with the Bananas. And so she became the first woman to sign for the Savannah Bananas and is currently competing with the Bananas, you know, on the road. I think they're currently actually back in, you know, Georgia. They've been doing their international tour or whatever. I think they're back in Georgia for the next few weeks, and she is part of the team, which is really neat. And she actually became the, not only the first female Savannah Banana, but she became the first female Savannah Banana pitcher and actually recorded the fastest inning by a pitcher in whatever game she played in her debut. So she stepped in and recorded 3 outs, and I don't have it up right now, but a really short amount of time as a pitcher, 3 quick outs, didn't allow any runs, you know, pretty cool little kind of side story here to follow. And if you're not following her, you know, on TikTok already, that's how I discovered this. I saw that she had committed from, you know, softball to softball from FIU to Ole Miss, but I didn't see all this, you know, Savannah Banana stuff until my TikTok feed. She found my algorithm in the last few days, and pretty cool follow. You know, she's documenting all of her time down in Savannah. She's been a big part of all the dancing and the, you know, the hoedowns and the kind of the shenanigans that goes on with their show. So a pretty cool storyline to follow. You know, not only is she going to play for Ole Miss softball next year, likely steps into the starting lineup as soon as she gets to campus for a team that made the tournament last year, but then obviously kind of floundered with 2 losses to Baylor and Princeton. But really great addition for the softball team, but then really cool, you know, that Ole Miss softball can tout the first female Savannah Banana. Definitely worth a follow. Great content on Twitter, Instagram, X, all that stuff. I think it's just Ashton Lansdell. Yeah, pretty cool. And so if Ole Miss and Mike Bianco doesn't get that roster figured out, they might want to give a call over there to the softball team and see if Traxel will let the first female pitcher in Savannah Banana history make the transition back to baseball. Kind of cool story, just something to follow as, you know, the Rebs hopefully you know, have their bearings about them on the softball diamond next year.
Yeah, I mean, look, what else are you going to do right now? I mean, there's not much going on. We've got media days next week. So, yeah, just keep up with the Bananas and see what Ashton's doing there. That's pretty wild. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, speaking of media days next week, Jake Thompson and I will be there. We will have wall-to-wall coverage. I'll be doing a ton of interviews. I did it last year. I think everybody enjoyed that, just talking to people from each school in the SEC. Definitely everybody that Ole Miss will play in 2024. I'll be doing little podcast interviews. We'll definitely be talking with Jackson Dart, Trey Harris, and Jared Ivey, who will be in attendance. So we'll have that coverage for you next week that begins on Monday, and it goes through Thursday. We'll have all of that for you. And, of course, stay locked in, omspirit.com. We've got portal coverage, Ole Miss football recruiting. Do a podcast later this week to kind of talk about that. 3 commits last week. You can read about those guys on the site and just kind of getting ramped up for the end of the month when Lane Kiffin and company will host a ton of visitors for Juice Fest that last weekend in July when the dead period's over. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. College Corner, Roback, USA Benefits Group, all of our sponsors. Grayson is always hopping on to chat with us. And, you, the listener, the watcher, if you're on YouTube, whatever. We appreciate you, and we'll be back later this week with another flagship. Until then, we out of here.